Track 2, Unit 1, Listening. Exercise 1. 1.
We went to this incredible place, a place which has one of the largest mosques in the whole of North Africa. We went in and then some boys came and they wanted to show us around. Well, we weren't so sure, but they did anyway. After that, they asked us to come to a carpet museum and they said, really, you have to see. It's wonderful. There are old Tunisian carpets. So we decided to go with them. And guess what? The museum turned out to be a carpet shop owned by the father of one of the boys. And, of course, he wanted to sell us a carpet. We actually didn't want to buy one because we didn't have enough space in our backpacks. But finally, he managed to persuade us to buy one. So my friend, yes, she bought one. To thank us for that, the boys guided us around the town, and we ended up going down these really narrow alleyways, and we had no idea where we were because this whole city was like a maze. Then we came to a house, and we realised it was the house of one of the boys, and we were invited in by his family, and we had tea, coffee, nice biscuits, and it was a really, really good experience.
2.
My story is actually a bit bizarre. I was going to Florida, and during the flight, I had to go to the bathroom. And in front of me, there was a woman. She was about maybe 50, who went into the bathroom, but she didn't lock the door. It was still on the, it wasn't completely locked. And I thought that maybe I should knock on the door and tell her that the door wasn't completely closed. But I didn't. And I also had a funny feeling that this wouldn't turn out well. And I was right, because a little later, the door flew open, and there she was. And she gave out a loud shriek, and me and the rest of the line just stood there in disbelief, totally in shock.
3.
4 years ago, I was in Indonesia. First, I went to Sumatra, and there I met a man who wanted to show us his village. So we went off with him. The village was very small, perhaps 500 inhabitants, maybe less. And they had these houses, wooden houses, with the roof shaped like a boat. It was very special because the people there had never seen tourists before. So they acted like... They treated us like very special people, which we aren't, of course. They were a bit shy at first, but then somehow we managed to communicate. And what I realised is that people, good people, are the same perhaps the world over.
4.
Well, it was supposed to be a weekend trip with a rowing club. It was in the middle of winter. When we got there, we couldn't even get out on the water. It was way too cold, and we were in this big shed the size of a football pitch. There was no heating. The water was coming through the roof. The whole time, it was windy and terrible. We went there by bike, and it took us about 3 hours to get there, I think. And we just, you know, went on automatic pilot and went on and on and on. And in this shed, we couldn't get warm, and people started getting really irritable, and we started fighting over stupid, stupid things. For example, who has to cook dinner, and who has to do the dishes, and we were really nasty to each other. And we had to sleep all together in one corner, otherwise we'd freeze to death. There are about 25 of us all huddled together, trying to sleep and hating each other.
5.
Whenever people talk about dolphins, they always say they're very intelligent creatures, but I never really grasped how intelligent they are until recently. There's this place in Zanzibar, off Africa, where it's possible to go swimming with dolphins. When you go down to the bay, you can meet up with these people that you go on a boat with, and even before you've seen anything, their enjoyment really rubs off on you. They're laughing all the time, and when they find some dolphins, they're really proud of themselves because they've found some dolphins, and they know that you're really going to love it. What you have to do then is, you have to jump in the water when the boat stops, you jump in the water, and if you're lucky, the dolphins come straight at you, and then they dive really deep in the water so you can't see them anymore. They hide themselves, and then they come back, and when you see the look in their eyes, you see they're just making fun of you. And for me, that's proof of how smart dolphins really are.